Happy New Year. Is everyone doing all right? Well, for some of you may know, we have our third grandbaby. Carly, we were at the game yesterday, and we went to go watch the girls play the women's team at Fort Hays, and then we don't know how long we were going to be there because Carly was having contractions, but they were about 10 minutes apart, so we'll catch a game real quick. Because we had to watch the grandkids and stuff. So, and then sure enough, just shortly after, they were wheeling her in. And so at 6:36, I believe, she had a little baby girl, Nyla Dawn Nunnery. Now, on the way to the house, I just kind of messed with Chris, and I said, "What if they named the baby after you?" She goes, I say, "You're gonna cry?" She goes, I don't get emotional over that. I don't get emotional. I cry when I'm mad, when I'm angry, or what have you." They text the baby's name. Dawn is her middle name. She starts tearing up. I said, "Gotcha. Yeah, you over there tearing up now." So I'm gonna just call her Little India, because her initials are NDN. I'm always looking for a little nickname or something. I don't know where I'm calling yet. I'm having trouble saying Nyla all the time. God's protection is something else. There are things that we endure and go through that most of our parents would never want their children to go through. And if you ever wonder, why did God allow this to happen to our family, or how come God doesn't intervene in certain situations, truth be told, we don't always have the answers. We'll act like we do. We don't always have the answers, but God does. So we don't have to just say we don't know. Just say, "Lord, what is it? What is it that I'm missing? Where is it where I'm missing it?" Because he can let us know. He can entrust us with that. We can yield to him in that moment. If we don't know the answer, he can give us the answer. How come this isn't working out in our life? How come that door was closed? Well, you didn't see what was going on behind those doors. Well, how come this? Well, because this isn't what he wants for you. There are reasons for why certain things happen, but we may not always know, but God knows every single one of them. There are certain things that will transpire that we have no control over. The things that people believe, the words that they may say, and the sin that they live, it opens up the door to the enemy, refuse to shut it, and people refuse to shut it for whatever reason. In Romans 6:16, it says this: "Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey?" Whatever you choose to obey. It isn't God making you doing it. It isn't Satan making you doing it. It's what you choose. Remember, life and death, you choose. You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. And so whenever you obey God, it will lead to righteous living. Whenever you obey his word, even in Joshua 1:8, it said to obey his word, meditate on it day and night and obey everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. So why wouldn't you want to obey God's word? Why wouldn't you want to obey what was written in his word? It's going to help you. The enemy will do everything he can in order to keep you and distract you from obeying the word of God. He wants you to take that other door. He wants you to leave that door cracked a little bit. Why? So he can have an inroad into your life. That's why he will want you to choose to obey sin more so than obey God and his word. We choose, as believers, for righteous living, we choose to obey his word. And if you hadn't, guess what? All you have to do is repent. All you have to do is turn right back to him. Change your mind. Amen, amen, amen. So why does God get blamed for all that we do? It's our responsibility to live within the spiritual laws that he established. We can't violate his laws. We can't violate his ways. God needs permission into your life. He's not going to force you to do something in that sense. He needs permission into your life. and we have to give them permission. You know, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to ask him to fill you. He isn't just going to fill you. He will pour out his Spirit on all flesh, but for him to fill you up, you're going to have to receive that yourself. And then when you're praying in the Holy Spirit and you have your heavenly prayer language and you're speaking in tongues and what have you, it's not the Holy Spirit that's taking over you. It's the Holy Spirit interceding with you, because you can turn them on and off. Your eyes won't roll in the back of your head and all that other stuff in order to do it. You don't have to. It's controlled. It's like turning on a water faucet. You have control over it. And when you're praying, the Holy Spirit will intercede with you. And I'm telling you, and the more and more you begin to do it, the more and more you begin to flow in it, the more powerful it becomes, the more fluent you become in praying in the Spirit, in your heavenly language, prayer language. Some people are, well, how do I know that God is going to give me a different spirit? He won't. He's not like us, that we should lie. Man can fool us, but God will never do that. He's a good God. He's a good God. In Psalms 121, you turn over there, verses 1 through 8, it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? Know this, God is your helper. He is your protector. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is your banner. He is your protector. God is your protector. Every born-again believer has to understand God is your protector. That's something to shout about. Because we walk around sometimes scared. Stuff on television, stuff on social media. We see those things that come out and happen, and it's just like, we're scared. Wait. God's protecting you. You don't have to fear nothing that the enemy throws at you. News come your way, come against it with the word of God. And then go on about your day. Otherwise, if you don't, it's going to be in your mind. It's going to be stuck in your mind all day long like a bad song. Why am I singing a song? It'll get you. And the more and more you begin to feed on that, the bigger it grows. And then your faith begins to diminish a little bit and fear rises up on the inside of you to where you're just panicking. You're having panic attacks for no reason. Why? You didn't put the word on it. Verse 2, it says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Everything in this earth is God's. He made it. He made the heavens. He made the earth. Do you really think that he won't protect you? If you believe that, you don't know God at all. You don't know who he truly is. He will protect them. Read the old covenant, the old testament. He protected his children, but he was also warning them. Three Hebrew boys. Did he protect them? In the fiery furnace that was heated 7 times hotter? Did they get burned up? Did they get crisp like Pastor Tim? Not one hair on their head was singed. They didn't even smell like smoke. He protected them. When Daniel in a lion's den, did he protect them? He shut the mouth of the lion. He protected. You're in a better covenant. And we fear the newscast. You know what you can do? Bye-bye. Change the channel. Use the word of God against it. I don't care what people are talking about, AI and all this other stuff. Satan has been deceiving people from the beginning. It ain't no different. He's just using a different tool. Whatever man built, it could be taken apart. Think about that. Your focus should not be on what happened to other people. Your focus should be on the Lord and what he has done for his children. Read the word. Stop going off of what happened to so-and-so over here. They were a great person. They were this or that. Read the word. I refer back to the word all the time. All the time. I'm not looking at someone else's walk here on earth, because we could be a little soft. Believers today could be a little soft. I like that old school stuff. Come on. They did not bow. They did not bend. They did not worship. We just, well, it's not that big a deal. You know, grace and all. How about just take a stand? People don't want to take a stand because they don't want to lose their influence. They don't want to get ridiculed. They don't want their reputation to be diminished and their character be defamed. Listen, you actually have to have character for it to be defamed. Daniel said, I will not. He went up and prayed. Open up the windows. Hey, you can see me now. He didn't back off. So what would happen if the administration in some way get delusional, you know, have a spirit of delusion on them that tells you, you can't pray in the name of Jesus anymore. You can't use that name. What are you going to do? Well, I did vote for him. What are you going to do? See? We don't ever think that that may happen. But if it does, I'm going to use the name of Jesus. I'm going to get on social media and then just do it. They're not going to want to hear. They're going to want to hear this next message that I get ready to preach, because it will be in the name of Jesus. People, when you take a stand, God will stand for you. But when you bow, you bend, you kind of disobey. I don't know if I'm going to go 100% in that just so I can keep the peace between everyone else. Choose a side. You're either operating for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of darkness. I'm rolling with God. I used to roll with the devil. Rolling with the devil. No. It was fun, but I was lost. Had a great time sinning. One of the best. But it wasn't fruitful. All I was doing was just sowing more seed. And then there's going to be a harvest. My gosh. Who shall save me? But Jesus. I'm rolling with God. Every day of the week. Every day of the week, I'm not backing down. And if people don't like it, you can kick rocks. Satan ain't gonna like that. Take a stand, I guarantee you. Take a stand. And be loud about it. Sometimes they tell you to be quiet, I understand that. But be loud about it. Take a stand. Take a stand for righteousness. Take a stand for godly values in your home. Take a stand for things that is going to make sense in your life. Take a stand and watch this. Sometimes we don't want the pushback. But you're going to have to take a stand. Sometimes you're just going to have to say enough is enough. I'm done with this. You know, all of heaven will back you up when you make a quality decision. I don't need this in my life. I don't need that in my life. I'm taking a stand. Lord, I'm giving it to you. You did this 2,000 plus years ago. You died for this. I don't need this in my life anymore. Sometimes we put up with things that we don't necessarily need to put up with. And we're thinking we're suffering for God. We're not suffering for God when we do that. Over the things that Jesus has redeemed us from, we're just being a fool for the enemy. Don't put up with it in your life. 2026, be bold about the things of God. Be bold. Everything that God has for me, I want. It's mine. It's yours. It's freely given to you. I'm going way off my notes, and if I retract on my notes, please forgive me on that one. He's repeating himself. That's okay. You need to hear it again. But people will say, man, there's a cost for certain things. You've got to go through all this in order to receive what God has given you. No, you don't. Why? Because he said, all authority has been given to me. Now you go. Well, what did they have to go through? Did they have to go through all that pain in order to receive that authority? No. Jesus went through it. The gifts that the Holy Spirit has given the church and the anointing that you operate in, did you have to go? But there's a crushing. God ain't the one crushing you. God ain't the one pressing you. God ain't the one persecuting you. People will do that because they don't want you operating in it. Come on. And there's me, well, you're going to have to go through stuff. No, you don't. You're going to go through stuff, but it ain't God putting it on you. Because he's come to give you life and to give it to you how? Come on now. All that junk is just spiritual hazing. Take your little traumatized self somewhere and sit down, have a Coke and a smile and be quiet. Why? Because everything that Jesus came to give you is a free gift. And it's finished. So you don't have to go through all this junk in order to receive what he's already freely given you. The enemy will keep you from getting that. People will try to keep you from operating in it. But they don't have any power, especially if they're doing that. You know, in 2 Corinthians 11, 26, it says this, the Apostle Paul says this, I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced dangers from rivers, from robbers. I have faced danger from my own people, the Jews, as well as from the Gentiles. I have faced dangers in the cities, in the deserts, and on the seas. And I have faced danger from men who claim to be, but are not. If you are facing danger from any believer, they're not a believer. Why? Because we're supposed to walk in love. Faith works and expresses itself through love. That's not love. Put the Passion Translation on there. We just read that last part. With storms at sea and with spies posing as what? Somebody got you spying. They ain't a believer. Somebody got you spying. That's not a kingdom agenda. That's a selfish agenda. That's not a kingdom mandate. You don't have to spy for nobody. You know why? Because you got the Holy Ghost, that'll tell you. They're void of the Spirit of God. That's why they need you to spy. Next time somebody tries to have you spy on something, tell them no. Tell her no. Tell them no. No, thank you. God bless you. Tell them to go get filled with the Holy Spirit. Go sing some songs and spiritual songs. Get filled with the Holy Spirit again. Why? Because you don't ever have to do that when the Holy Spirit is operating in you. I don't ever have to spend. You realize how much time I save all day long just listening to the Lord? Too much time that my wife don't like it. You gonna do anything today? I'm listening, babe. I'm listening. That doesn't fly. So in 2026, I'm gonna spend more time out here so she can have her peace at home. Paul faced many dangers from believers, people posing as believers. There's a cost. There is a cost. Because all that stuff happened because of the revelation that he had received from the Holy Ghost. Paul prayed in thousands of tongues, more so than the church at Corinth. He prayed in more tongues than all of them. There's a reason the enemy was after him, trying to beat him down, trying to stone him, trying to stop the gospel from being preached. The reason why he was flogged many times, beaten with rods, shipwrecked, adrift at sea for a day and a half. He was hungry, but he didn't have any sickness and disease on him. There's a reason. So when people want you to do certain things, or the enemy is wanting you to do certain things, all that does is that what he wants is for you to leave your front door cracked open spiritually so he can put a foot in and just come in anytime. It's almost like a revolving door. They want you slaves to sin. If it's not a kingdom agenda, don't bother it. Why? Because you're on a new agenda. You're on God's agenda. You're about him. You're about his business. Westview Church is about God's business. I'm not going to selfishly have you do something for me when I can do it myself, in a sense. Unless it's you know, it's manual labor. No, it's fine. I don't like to get up on ladders anymore. That's a long fall. Get back to Psalms, but I guess God will catch you on that. Verse 3, he says, he will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. God will not sleep on you. He never sleeps and he never slumbers. God never falls asleep on a job watching and protecting his children. He's the one watching you. If you are truly his children, he will never let you fall, because in him you will always have a firm foundation. Steady ground is what you have with the Lord. And you can't get that sure foundation from anywhere else. When you have a relationship with him. Verse 4. It says, indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers, never sleeps. There was a time when Elijah was mocking the false prophets of Baal. And he was doing this showdown with them. It's in 1 Kings chapter 18. You can read it. It's a really good one. But 450 some prophets of Baal, he was going up against. And he was mocking the false prophets and saying, call out with a loud voice, for he is a god and might be conversing and pursuing someone else on a journey. And then he says, or perhaps he may be asleep and must be awakened. See, our God never sleeps. But since their God wasn't answering them, he may have fallen asleep. See, we serve the one true living God. That's the beauty of it. And we're the only ones that have a living God. Everyone else, all those other false ones are dead. They can't do nothing for you. Dead. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always on watch. So you don't have to worry about someone falling asleep like Peter and them did in the garden. Hey, keep watch with me. God doesn't fall asleep. So there's no need for you, both of you, staying up all night. Get some rest. Close your eyes. He's got you. He's protecting you. You are his children. If you've given your life to him, if you believe in the name of Jesus, you are his children. Don't you be up another night worrying about a problem that he's already solved by his grace. Let it go. Don't allow it to keep you up at night, not another moment. You get some rest. You rest in him. You rest in knowing that tomorrow when you wake up, you start in victory. You don't start from a place of defeat. You rest that all your sins, past, present, and future, has been forgiven. So it doesn't matter if you got some crazy people behind the scenes trying to throw your past to everyone else ahead of you. You have been redeemed because of the blood of Jesus. Stop carrying your sin around. Well, I did this years ago. Who gives a rip? I don't care. I don't want to hear it. And neither does God. Why remind him of something he's forgiven you of? As far as the east is from the west, so has your sin been removed. I would think people would get a bigger shout than that. God isn't going off of your sin. He doesn't call you because of your sin. He doesn't call you because of your past. Pastor Tim, you hung up on your past? No, I had a good time. Shoot. Used to go to a liquor store. Man, there was one game we had after playing here, and then we went to Kaiser Liquor on Hall Street. Kristen dropped us off. And we went into the liquor store, and then we seen our head coach come in, and we ducked. Now you got 6'8" guys in there ducking. Coach is here. I hope we gotta get out. So we went to Steiner. No, we had a great time, but I wasn't living for the Lord. I thought I was running away and ran smack dead into it. God will get the last laugh. You're thinking you're doing something. God will get the last laugh. Verse 5. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. God is not sending some lackey to watch his children. He is the one that's watching over you. The security you should have that God watches over you is like, whenever you're in doubt, just speak that over yourself. Whenever you're in doubt, Lord, you watch over me. You protect me. You're like a protective shade. So that means he's beside you, going everywhere you want to go, going everywhere. Everywhere you're going, he's with you. You're beside me. But I have the right to be bold. How can you be in fear and in worry and in doubt when he's protecting you and he's walking with you? Get this fixed. Those strongholds will get you. Your mind. The biggest battlefield right there, the enemy right there, will mess with this. So every single day, if you got to speak the word over you, I sometimes see a clip of Dr. Jerry Savelle saying to speak this over your life every single day. If you can find that, speak it. Get it in your heart. There ain't nothing wrong with transplanting. Well, that's what somebody else said. Well, God can give you something else, but also it works. Why be in doubt and unbelief all day long? That's horrible. Feels like there's a weight on you all the time because you're just so negative and everything. Why? Give it to God. Give it to him. There's a time when we were up here, this young man had written a song, and I thought I was going to be able to play the drums. I'm telling myself. So I was sitting right here, and he had his brother play it. And I've shared this before. But I was inside, a little upset, selfish. I thought I was going to be able to play. That wasn't the case. So as they're singing the song, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say right to me. He says, stand up and clap. Now I got this weight, this something in the pit of my, in right there on the inside, and it's just a weight holding me down. He goes, stand up and clap. And I really did like this. I'm sitting there, you can see my head. I was like, just stand up and clap. And I stood up and clapped. And as soon as I stood up, that weight just lifted off. Like, and God said, you little baby. No, I was playing. He didn't say that. But the thing about it is, it was that obedience. I was giving an inroad for Satan into my life. And the Lord was there to protect me. So I had to get back in obedience to him. That's what he wants. It's for you to be obedient because he wants, he's got stuff for you. Those blessings will come and overtake you. He wants those to come. Why? Because you're going to give him the glory. Not someone else. You're going to give him. Stay obedient. Remember last week, if I have you do something that you shouldn't be doing, what are you going to tell me? No. That goes for anyone else. Stay obedient to God. That's where it comes. That's where it happens. Stay obedient to him. Verse 6. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Some people believe, like, even in the spiritual realm, stuff happened with the moon and the sun, that they were worshiping these gods and people were being demon-possessed and all these other things. It's like, listen, the sun and the moon will not harm you. Why? Because you're children of God. He protects you. Verse 7, it says, the Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. Verse 8, the Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. So that's tomorrow and the day after that and next week and then the following week and all the days that you will be living here on earth until he comes back to get you. Whichever one is first, he is keeping watch over you. Be bold about your faith. Be bold about saying no. Be bold about saying yes to him. Be bold about praying for people and speaking life over them. If somebody is sick, don't pray for them. Speak it. Command it. Be bold. I command healing right now in your body. Right now in the name of Jesus. Don't pray for them, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Lord, help this person. Oh, you know, it's great. He didn't tell you to pray for him. Speak it. Lay hands on the sick and they shall. Come on. Be bold about it. Well, that's not for me. I didn't go through anything. No, Jesus went through something for you. And he's given it to you. But I guarantee you, when you start operating that way, then you're going to go through something because the enemy is not going to want you to do it. That's kind of how that works. You don't have to go through stuff in order to get a free gift. It ain't free then. It's not a free gift then. Ooh. 2 Peter 2, 9. It says this, so you see the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even while keeping the wicked under punishment until the day of final judgment. Godly. Those who have faith in God and are devoted to him. They live a righteous life for Jesus Christ. The unrighteous or the wicked are the ones who say they believe, but their lives reflect something different. A lot of people can say they believe in Jesus, but they still worry. They still live a life of unbelief. They are not truly devoted to God. They can say it. Jesus said they honor me with their lips, but their what? Hearts are far from him. He knows. He knows those who are his. He knows. Paul, I face many dangers from people posing as believers. Keep yourself in love, people. Don't give the enemy a foothold into your life. See, it's okay to be angry, but the Bible says in your anger, do not sin. I heard the late Dr. Miles Monroe say this, whatever angers you, you were meant to change. Whatever angers you, you were meant to change. There's a reason why it bothers you, but it doesn't bother someone else. You were meant to change it. But I'm going to just tell you this. Be bold when you're doing it. Be brave. Be courageous. Meditate on the word day and night. And obey everything written in it, and you will make your way prosperous and successful. Obey God. Obey his word. Live that godly life, that righteous life. See, no one is exempt from suffering. That's part of the believer's life. Jesus suffered, his disciples suffered. So what makes us think that we won't suffer for the sake of Christ, we will suffer. But don't suffer over the things that you've been redeemed from. Count it all joy when you suffer. Count it all joy when someone is coming at you because of your faith in Jesus. It's part of the process. They're blinded. They're delusional. And mainly it's usually believers that will come against you. That's crazy. I face more persecution against so-called believers than unbelievers. Part of the process. But I don't have to go through that in order to receive what Jesus has already freely given me. Who hasn't had that happen to them? Tiny violin, huh? God bless you. Be bold, 2026. Be active. There's a reason why they call it the Book of Acts and not the Book of Intentions. They responded to the Word of God, to the gospel. They preached it and they demonstrated it every day. No breaks. They weren't taking this workload management stuff off like they do in the NBA. That's buffoonery. This is what you're paid to do. I'm going to take a day off. Take a practice day off. In the last days, people aren't going to want to honor contracts. They will be contract breakers, covenant breakers. Can't do that. You stay bold by obeying the Word of God. I'm just doing what the Word of God says. Be bold about it. And if you get pushed back, count it all joy. Amen. Father God, we thank you for everyone here, Lord. We thank you for their life, their health, and their strength, Lord. We thank you that we can go out and do what you called us to do because you are constantly watching over your children. Those who are godly, you are watching over them and you will rescue them from the trials that they are in, Lord. So we have that hope in you. Whatever trial that we face, whatever thing that we're going through, Lord, we know that you are protecting us in the name of Jesus. If there's anyone here who is sick in their body, Lord, we command healing right now in the name of Jesus. Online, receive it and take hold of what's yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.